Microsoft is facing tough antitrust sanctions from the European Union. An EU panel of experts has approved findings by the European Commission that Microsoft broke competition laws. The proposed remedy would compel Microsoft to offer two versions of its Windows operating system, one with software to play audio and video, and one without, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
A final order from the European Union won't be issued until next week, but Monday's vote supporting the Commission wasn't good news for Microsoft. Company spokesman Jim Dessler.
We've indicated that should the EU hand out a negative decision, this is something that we would appeal. Some of the remedies that are being contemplated by the European Union we feel would not be good for the industry and would not be good for consumers. We remain hopeful that we can work matters out with the European Union and resolve things in an amicable fashion.
The Europeans, like U.S. antitrust officials, say that Microsoft has used its monopoly power to hurt its rivals. The U.S. case, which was settled in 2001, focused on bundling an internet browser with the Windows operating system. In Europe, the focus has been on the Windows media player. Microsoft bundles its operating system with its media player. The European Commission wants computer makers to be able to buy Windows without having to take the media player. That way, computer makers would have choices about what audio and video software they installed. Microsoft counters that its media player is built in, and removing it would damage the operating system. The EU is also seeking penalties from Microsoft. Those could total up to $3 billion, although the actual figure would likely be much less. Charles Hill, a professor of business at the University of Washington, says in the last few years, European antitrust officials have increasingly flexed their muscles.
They've intervened proactively in a number of mergers. The GE Honeywell one is a good example. They actually stopped that from progressing. They intervened in a number of other mergers. They're just becoming more proactive as a competition authority, very much as the FTC and the Justice Department.
The European investigation has been underway for 5.5 years. Microsoft says it is still hopeful that a settlement can be reached in the next few days. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.